Last year, I spoke to Transaction Capital CEO David Hurwitz about SA Taxi's transformational ownership deal with Santaco. It really demonstrates a commitment to shared value in practice, not only for SA Taxi, but for the industry, for minibus taxi commuters, and in fact, all road users ultimately. Well, the transaction was finalized today. All outstanding conditions were met. But the transaction is only one part of the story, as the SA Taxi Foundation has been doing great work in the CSI space for quite some time now. And I'm joined now by Maroba Maduma, Communication Executive at SA Taxi. Evening, Maroba.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Now, obviously, this deal represents the shared value model that I mentioned earlier, and we're seeing an alignment of interest here required to conclude the deal, has really formalized the industry ecosystem to an extent not achieved before. And we're talking about an industry that has been largely unregulated and also largely unsupported by government. And we now have a framework for some really far-reaching initiatives to grow and support and foster the sustainability of the minibus taxi industry at all levels. What are some of the examples of how this is going to practically change the industry for the better?
So you're right in that the industry has been deemed largely not formalized. I mean, the guys have been running their own businesses their own way, and Santaco, since its formulation, has actually been working very hard as a body within the industry to try and formalize the industry as much as possible. So with this transformational deal that we've done with their ownership of 25% of SA Taxi, Santaco now gets an ability to play within the value chain of that they participate in previously only as consumers of the value chain. So firstly, you get the guys being able to, and by the guys I mean the Santaco the taxi industry is broader as well, being able to actually get better negotiation when it comes to things that they should be getting back in terms of pricing of vehicles, in terms of being able to approach government in a more formalized way and saying, look, let's have a look at how we can make this industry more affordable as business to run, which in the long run means that the taxi industry, which transports about 70% of the population of a country, is able to keep prices of these of commuting cheap enough for the majority to be able to use. That's just one of the aspects on how this deal actually goes all the way down to the commuter, because 70% of the people will basically benefit from this deal. I mean, there's a lot of ranks around the country, and one of the commitments at Santaco is that the 10% dividends that they'll be getting every year from this will be actually spent on improving the infrastructure, the security around taxi ranks. We've got taxi ranks where the taxi ranks are underground, but there's no electricity or there's no lights, which obviously is a big security threat for the commuter. It's not a nice environment for the drivers. So that'll also get to be fixed as well. So there's practical implications of this deal, not just for the businessmen, which are the taxi owners, but also for the commuters, which are the clients of the taxi owners.
And Maroba, another big issue for the industry to address is its ability to self-regulate. Anyone who drives on Johannesburg's roads daily understands that there are drivers out there who are cavalier with their and their passengers and other road users' safety. How do we improve the industry's self-regulation?
That's a very good question, because it's something that we've been talking to Santaco about, and they themselves obviously are very worried. They want to make sure that the lives of the commuters are very well taken care of and the people that are in the taxis are safe. So Santaco launched a program called Hlokomela, which is basically a driver training program. It's also a road safety program, and SA Taxi and SA Taxi Foundation are part of that program. What we've done through the foundation is that we actually have donated over 20 million rands worth of vehicles that the guys can use to patrol the routes around which the taxis operate. So then they are better able to see what their drivers are doing. They're better able to make sure that their drivers are driving properly. They're better able to make sure that the commuters are safe on those roads through this initiative that we've contributed through.
And a big part of that is also ensuring that the vehicles are well looked after, well maintained. And you launched a project that I found very interesting in the first quarter of last year called Project Refense. Tell me about how this is going some way towards ensuring that we've got the right skills and training in place to ensure that the minibus taxis are properly maintained.
Yes. So last year around March, SA Taxi Foundation, in collaboration with, again, Santaco, launched a program, like you said, called Refensa, which is essentially a program where we went in and we said, look, there's rank mechanics. There's guys who, I mean, the guys never want their taxis to be off the road because the taxis are their income generating assets. So we needed to work with them. And they've got these rank mechanics where the guys go and they fix the taxis at the taxi ranks. And unfortunately, though, the rank mechanics aren't formally qualified. So the guys have seen other people work. They've seen how the taxi is supposed to be fixed, but they've never actually gone through a formal qualification of knowing how to really fix a taxi, what components do what properly. So we took these 10 guys and we took them through our academy. So SA Taxi Academy, where we taught them about how to fix a gearbox, how to actually look at the electronics of a vehicle, how to look at a chassis. So the ins and outs of the vehicles that they work on from a formal perspective. So the theoretical understanding of everything. And we also took them through a practical understanding of these things. So they actually literally, one of these days I must invite you. You must come and see this. It's very interesting.
I'll take you up on that. I'd love to.
You should. Because there's an actual, the guys in our academy have actually taken apart a vehicle. And what they've done is they've put the components there and the thing starts. It's actually quite brilliant. And what you need to do, what they do then is they'll disassemble this working engine and working vehicle, and the guys have to, by the end of the course, be able to put this thing back together and make sure that it starts and it works. So the program ran, and now the guys then get to be assessed by an independent body run through TITA. And at the end of it, the guys will be certified. And the other thing, Michael, is there's a thing called the 13 spanner. We all use the 13. The number 13 fixes everything in the taxi. So what we've decided as well is at the end of this, when the guys are qualified, we will then give them a full toolbox so that they have more than one spanner that they can use to fix the vehicles.
That's fantastic. You know, Marowa, my father was actually a motor mechanic. So I remember school holidays on the trolleys under the cars and using the number 13 spanner that he had around his Jeppy's street service shop. So I'd love to take you up on that opportunity. But really what we're talking about here, from a broad perspective, is a partnership between the private sector, between a very informal, almost unregulated industry, trying to make real impact, trying to ensure that here we see a potential industry that could have broad impact through the value chain, a broad impact for commuters. If we can improve the safety of the taxis, if we can create more jobs for and formalize those people who are fixing the taxis, there's a potential here to really transform the entire taxi value chain. Is that the sort of impact that you see this sort of deal having over time and eventually spilling out into taxi ranks and providing places of real employment and economic opportunity around the value chain?
That is absolutely true, Michael. What we have, I mean, SA Taxi at the moment, when we started, where we started out, it was a matter of we just wanted to help the guys who are unable to get finance elsewhere to be able to be entrepreneurs, because that's essentially what we looked at. Every single operator we look at is an entrepreneur. So we started out where we had the credit provider who could assist them in getting into the business. What we realized is they were struggling to get the vehicles. So we started a dealership. We also understood that there was a barrier to getting finance because insurance was too expensive. So we opened up an insurance business. And then from an insurance business, we came up with a panel beater. From a panel beater, we now have Taxi Auto Parts, which essentially sells affordable parts. And if you have a look at that chain that Santaco has bought into, this is a chain that looks at an end-to-end business for the taxi. But also, if we can start getting newer taxis on the road, safer taxis on the road, taxis where the owner can actually afford to fix the taxi, have insurance so that the taxi can be fixed if it's in an accident, you have a commuter that's able to ride around in a vehicle that is safe and that is safe to the specification of what we would want, where you and I, Michael, would want to get into that vehicle. So what this deal has done is it's allowed them to participate, yes, in us as a value chain, as part of the value chain, but it's also an entrance for them to be able to say, look, as Santaco, we have previously tried other initiatives and we have been seen not to be able to actually pull it through. But this deal is real. It's something that is out there, it's signed, it's registered. So we now, as a company and as a partner to Santaco, can show that Santaco is a serious business and it becomes a legacy for their kids as well. And Michael, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this is Santaco's business. The taxi industry is a wholly black run industry. So we needed to make sure that we are supporting this business so that we can show that a wholly black run business in South Africa can succeed with the right partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I love the story, because it provides a catalyst for real change, for formalizing engagement between the industry, between government, be it vehicle manufacturers, tire companies, the commercial hubs. It really just enhances the legitimacy of the industry, and in so doing, as you mentioned, Maroba gives Santaco and its members a seat at the table and provides a sense of ownership and pride over what is starting to become a fledgling, formalized industry, and achieving what government, I must be frank, certainly couldn't achieve in many, many years. It's still early days yet, Maroba, but I think it's a very exciting transaction, and I will take you up on that offer. Unfortunately, we don't have any more time left to chat, but I look forward to coming on down and seeing exactly how things operate on the ground. Take care.
I'd love to have you, Michael. Thank you very much for the time.
That was Maroba Maduma, Communication Executive at SA Taxi.